Okay. Yeah, I'm going to read some love poems. These are the real thing. This is called In Answer to Your Burning Question. It was a minor panic. Thanks. It was a mirror over the fireplace, and I watched us. It was the 1 a.m. train. I know, because I'm lonely. It was the usual awkwardness you claimed, though I'm not sure, really. Rain in the air, and then rain. And snow back home, the map proves it. 6 a.m., okay, if you want. We'll walk in the dark. Or stay here, also in the dark. I'm telling you the story of right now. 100 other things came first. 1,000 scraped knees, etc. And I prayed real hard. Fast forward, your wink lit me up. And again, rainy October, no sky to speak of. I wasn't imagining a better anything. As for the footnote you requested, how's this? Just your name, repeated, like I said it. I have to look at my heart-shaped notes. Let me see here. You got your wish, I got mine. A cheer goes up, then down, of course. Other people deciding what more they want. I'm no lonelier than I've been, maybe less. At church, suffering and ransom, another recap. Is that how we do it, my mother asks, meaning, as usual, God knows what. Today's sun is buttery, is never you mind. My attention span is shot. So bravo, okay? And just for the record, I made it look effortless. Behind the scenes was another story. The photo of this moment would break your heart. Don't, not even for a minute, doubt that's true. The next couple of poems use some language from a middle school science book. And, circa like 1955 or 65 or something. But anyway, including the title of this poem. This is called Happy Birthday Everything. Yeah. Life was simpler then. Happy Birthday Everything. The woods are full of birthdays. Hip, hip, hooray for that. And for me, pretty pleased when I'm not doubting it. I was a known quantity, kind of. Like the pink in the trees I wanted you to see. Yes, my heart was broken, it was. Now let me try again. The woods are full of animals. The fact is, they're hungry. This is called Tell Me Something Good. What can occur does. For once, I'm happy. What does gravity have to say about it? No one needs to be a genius. Page 39 says, now try it this way. I watched you coming and going. This is a record of that. Number 5, you handled me. Number 6, you handled me. Mix, mix, mix. Men like to make concrete. The book says that too. Now I know why. You say I require a strict approach. Let's see if you are right. I realize lately there's a lot of trains in my poems and a lot of snow. You'll see that here. This is called Please Do. What begins as a question ends as a declaration. The 5 a.m. train agrees. That's how it goes. Much like me crawling across the bed. Sometimes not touching is almost touching. Like when I wrote a note and tucked it in the book. Like when you wanted to kiss me in the hallway. Soon enough, Christmas comes. and maybe a very pretty snowfall from me to you. Don't doubt what you love. Gratitude orders the day. This is the forest. Do you like it? So we were speaking of God always, already. My hand on yours, yours somewhere on me. I thought I had been brave enough for a lifetime, but I'm writing this out loud as I drive. Voice memo to the Ohio sunset, I know you know. Slowly, slowly, slowly is what I learned by rushing. All my outcomes, surprising and inevitable. One of last year's last thoughts was, I'm fine. Here's a selfish hope you're just a little not. New Year's, oh my, arrives, and my, oh help. And the pines offer their usual wonder. About three more. This is called As a Consequence. And this first line, this is obviously before the snow figured out how to do it. This is called As a Consequence. Is that gonna work? I asked the teeny tiny snowflakes. Not to introduce doubt into the situation, but come on. I'd heard about this kind of love, uncalculated, windy, and of course I too admire a clean beginning. In the dream, I was the softest kitten ever left unattended. Now, confess what you will and look at me. There's effort and then there's effort, said the very cold day. I've gone with fear before, but you deserve a braver me. Understand, I'm just asking you to imagine. When I read this next poem to the senior citizen group, the Ollie group, one gentleman informed me that my science was off. Anyway, I don't think he knew what he was talking about. This is called Wouldn't It Be Dreamy? The current goes where it wants, you told me. The flip side of anger is heartache. Everybody knows. So let the record show this sky is a compromise. And let me rest my head again on your chest. What waiting is for, I don't know. I was good. The old-timey advice is say thanks, say goodnight. Also, did you show him you liked him? Oh yeah, I did. Sometimes it's like I'm looking into the past. A little grit from the sea stays in the shell. Or into some sweet future today's blue jay suggests. Beauty and mischief, a space in the hedge. Who wouldn't want to fly into it? Let's make up. And I wanna, before I read my last poem, I wanna thank Mark, of course, for putting this together always so gallantly for the ladies. This poem kind of predates the others, but it's the precursor. And to me, writing is very useful. I wouldn't do it if it weren't. And I usually find out what I think by doing so. This is called Let's Be Serious Now. Men's bodies are interesting, one thought or another on a long day. I was being watched mildly from afar. The story lay in wait. I'd not been there. The falconer said, birds fly from hunger. Careful, all's forgiven. For no reason, long ago reappears, handwritten. The guitar riff I've always wanted to be starts up. Jesus, let the metaphors commence. Thank you.